Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. Today, we're talking about the Easter Extravaganza coming up at the Louisiana Purchase Gardens and Zoo this Saturday. And I'm joined by Joe Clausen, director of the Louisiana Purchase Gardens and Zoo, and Lynn Malone, senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Monroe. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
Good to see you, Corey.
Glad you guys are here today, and this is a great community event. This thing's been going on. Joe and I were talking, and Joe, we don't know how long this thing's been going, but at least 20 years.
It seems to be 20 years. I've never been able to speak to someone who's been at the first one, so when people ask me how long it's been here, it's been a community fixture for 20 years.
So, Lynn, let's talk about the event. What is the Easter Extravaganza?
Well, Joe could probably give you a better description of the event than I can. We're coming along as a community partner to help support the zoo and their endeavors, but I know there's going to be over 20,000 eggs that are going to be available for children to come around and do a little Easter egg hunting, although the hunting is really easy, so there's not much hunting that goes on. But 20,000 eggs, and Joe, I think every egg has got something in it, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Every egg will have a candy surprise in it, and in some of the eggs there will be prizes. I don't really know what the prizes will be this year, but it's a, like he said, it's an egg roll more than a hunt, so any child who gets out on that field is going to find eggs.
There are lots of kids who show up every year, and you guys have done something kind of neat with it. They hunt in age groups so that you don't have you know, you don't have like a little 2-year-old out there against the 10-year-olds, because that wouldn't be fair. So tell me a little bit about how this thing works. The Easter Extravaganza is when?
The Easter Extravaganza, our gates open at 10 a.m. We encourage people to show up early and be ready for the hunts, because it is, again, by age group. And once that age group goes through, you won't get a chance to hunt. We'll make sure that every child who shows up at the zoo goes home with the eggs, and that's how it's designed. But be there early, and like any event at the zoo, once you pay to get into the zoo, the whole zoo is available to everyone who comes.
And that was something I always noticed. A lot of folks were at the zoo for the Easter egg hunt, and then they didn't go let the kids look at the animals. So come early, you get to go look at all the animals before or after, and enjoy the egg hunt. First United Methodist Church has the hardest job here, because I have personally stuffed eggs many times, and I ended up where I got to, you know what I did? I would pay the band here at ULM, and I would give them pizza, and I got really lazy because I figured buying pizza for them was way more valuable than my time, and it ended up cheaper on my deal when I used to do it. You've got church members and folks from the church stuffing eggs this year?
We have been stuffing eggs for a couple of weeks. Now, we're not the only ones stuffing the eggs. I mean, there are 20,000 eggs to stuff. I know some of the local schools spent some time stuffing eggs. We've had volunteers stuffing eggs. We'll have volunteers out there Saturday to help with rolling the eggs out on the lawn, and also staffing some of the booths that are going to be there, and cashiering for folks and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to be present just to help the zoo and their society raise some funds. So hopefully we'll get the train going in the future, and just continue to partner with them to make sure our quality of life continues to get better here in Northeast Louisiana.
Now, Joe, I know the zoo does lots of things like a zubilation, boo at the zoo. You've got the splash pad. But is the Easter egg hunt the biggest thing of the year?
It's close between the Easter egg hunt and the Halloween event. So this is one of the high points of the year and one of our biggest expected crowds.
So it does cost to get into the Easter egg hunt, but that includes the zoo and all the animals and all that stuff as well, right?
Yeah, it costs just a little bit more. Our normal admission is $6, and this is $7. Basically, from one on up, we're charging the event fee. But again, it does include the zoo and everything that happens. The splash pad will be open. The keepers will be out on the sidewalks with animals or talking about animals that are in the exhibits. The zoo is looking good now. Part of this event is to raise money, but part of it is an opportunity to invite the community to come out to the zoo and see what we've been doing, and because we're proud of the effort that our staff has put in out there.
Joe Clausen, director of the Louisiana Purchase Gardens and Zoo, with us. Also, Lynn Malone, the senior pastor at First United Methodist here in Monroe. Lynn, if somebody came out and they looked around, you think they might see the Easter Bunny available?
I understand the Easter Bunny is going to be present, and also understand that you'll have an opportunity to get your picture made with the Easter Bunny, so everybody will be looking forward to that. And if I could just echo what Joe has said, I had an opportunity to be at the zoo a couple of weeks ago, and walking around and looking at the exhibits and the animals, I was impressed with the things they've done out there. It is a very clean environment. And looks really good. So I want to encourage everybody to come on out and take a look at it as well.
One of the neat things, too, there are folks that show up that have some special needs. Maybe they're in a wheelchair. Maybe they use crutches to get around. There are special needs Easter egg hunts as well. If somebody came out and wanted to get outside and bring folks down, you guys can accommodate them as well.
Absolutely. They just need to come up to an employee or volunteer at the event and just state that they need a little special hunt, and we'll make sure that that happens. Again, nobody goes home without eggs. If you come and want eggs, they're going to be there.
So it is the Easter extravaganza going on at the Louisiana Purchase Gardens and Zoo. Joe, is there somewhere people can go to find out more, like a Facebook or a website?
They can go to the monroezoo.org and look on that site, or they can call the zoo at 329-2400 and get more information.
And the hunts, the gates open at what time?
Gates open at 10, hunts start at 11.
All right, 11, 11:30, 12, and 12:30. They go up in age groups, so you need to be there for your group. Get there early and be sure and see all the animals. Lynn, thanks for being with us today. Joe, thanks for being here. You've been listening to Lanyap. For information about this Easter egg hunt, you can find out more on our website, kedm.org.
Next time on The People's Pharmacy, we'll bring you up to date on the health stories behind the headlines.
New research suggests that spending time with friends and family promotes health.
Our lines are open for your questions about drugs, dietary supplements, and home remedies.
Tune in for the health news that matters to you on the next People's Pharmacy.
The People's Pharmacy brings you the latest health and nutrition news Saturday morning at 6 and again Sunday afternoon at 3 on KEDM Monroe.
This is Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air, and I'm on a roll. It's been more than a year since a guest walked out on one of my interviews, but honestly, by the time you hear this, my luck may have run out. Tune in and see on the next Fresh Air.
That's coming up tonight at 6 here on KEDM.